A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 23rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about an award that was given to President Robert Mugabe by a Chinese organization that is seen to be countering the Nobel Peace Prize.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
You note that the president has always been in the forefront of trying to make sure that our country remains as peaceful as we can ever get. The president has worked around the clock preaching the gospel of peace. So he has been a man of peace, preaching peace, and according him, that kind of accolade definitely is not misplaced, but rather it is recognition of his unwavering efforts to always keep the country peaceful.
China, inyika iri kusimukira, iri kuda kupindawo pakuenzana na America. Saka vane vachitawo maprograms avo anosimudzirawo vanhu vane gwara rinoenzana nawo, yatingati ideology pachirungu. Iko zvino tinotoona kuti muAfrica munomu munotori nenyaya yekuti kana vanhu vakapuwa rubatsiro neChina vakabudirira uku vachishaya rubatsiro rwenyika dzekumadokera. Tinongoti China yakanaka.
Napa amaChina ayaganga. Anjengamatsotsi kumbe amasela mbizigebenga ezingana isicoco nxa sezivela ganga. Ngoba lokhu yikuganga abakwenzayo. Babuyile kuleli lizwe bafika bathatha umnotho wethu, bathatha ama-diamonds, baqeda namhlanje asilandutho. Babuya kuleli lizwe bagebha emfuleni laba beyigqibela imfula yethu kade samaze ahlupha. Babuya kuleli lizwe basithengisela into ezidabuka nge-one day bese befuna ukuthi bazesinika isicoco sokuthi kona umgabe ngoba ngumuntu ongalangqondo ovuma ukuthi kwenza into enjalo sokuthiwa khona lathi sivumelane enjalo.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Confucius Peace Award given to President Robert Mugabe earlier this week.
President Mugabe was awarded China's Confucius Award, an alternative to the Nobel Peace Prize, for what the Prize Committee calls his inspired national leadership and service to Pan-Africanism.
Some critics, however, say the award is irrelevant as Mr. Mugabe has been accused of serious human rights abuses, allegations that he has refuted.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, wonguka hama dzadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitaura nezvemubairo wakapiwa vamugabe nemamwe masangano ekuChina werunyararo vachinzivo vakashanda zvakasimba kubatanidza vanhu vemuAfrica uye kuunzawo kuipa kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane munyika yeZimbabwe. Asi vamwe vari kuti panenge pakareshwa nekuti vamugabe nenyaya dzekuchengeta kodzero dzevanhu zvinenge zvinhu zvisingafambirane zvakanaka. Nekudaro vari kushora zvikuru kupiwa kwakaita vamugabe mubayiro iwoyu werunyararo weConfucius Peace Award. Gibbs.
Yes, ulukalina pali ngalichona njani lapho likhona ngemakhaya thina siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Lamhlanje ke sikhuluma ngesixoxo lesi esiphiwe umongameli Robert Mugabe. Kuthiwa ke iConfucius Award evela khona ngale kwele China ephiwe ke umongameli Mugabe. Besitsho ke ukuthi hayi ukhanya usebenza kuhle kakhulu nxa kukhangelelwe okuningi. Okunye kade bekubalisa yikuthi ke umongameli Mugabe ujale nje ukukhuthaza iPan-Africanism. Kodwa kulabanye ke abathi ukuthi anikwe lokho akunikiweyo kungani akuhambelani kuhle loZulu. Abanye bathi ukuthi ke umongameli Mugabe lo hulumende wakhe kunganikaza kube kuhle okwenzakala khona le Zimbabwe abanye bathu abantu bayakhandwa sibili uzuthi umuntu achayo asethi ya uchayo sibili kuzwayo kubese kubuya ke okunye kuzokuthiwa ukhetho ngaluhanjiswa kuhle lokunye nje okuchiyeneyo ye sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lina Zulu kandaba ndithini ngodaba lolu nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho inombolo ke zithi 001 202 619 2077 ye khulumani sizwe Zulu uhlelo ngolweni
Of course, Gibbs, just a brief history of some of the recipients of this award. It is granted by a non-governmental committee composed mainly of scholars. The previous winners include former lead, Cuban leader Fidel Castro and Russian President Vladimir Putin. But interestingly, none has come to claim the prize in person.
Mm.
Yes,
let's give it another kind of perspective in terms of who is Confucius.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Confucius was an influential Chinese philosopher, a teacher, and political figure known for his models. You know, blessing of social interaction, and his real name was Kong Qi. That is Kongqi, and he was better known as Confucius. Born in 551 BC in China. So his teachings really focused on how families should interact and how the public is supposed to learn certain things from each other. You know, so he was a very important person to most Chinese people.
And I think we have our guests lined up. First, we have Mr. George Mukwananzi, spokesperson for the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, headed by Mr. Tendai Biti. Mr. Mkwananzi, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great. Is Mr. Mkwananzi the spokesperson or deputy spokesperson?
Deputy spokesperson.
Okay, deputy spokesperson. We are also being joined by Mr. Nick Mangwana in the UK, ZANU-PF provincial chairperson in the UK. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. It's Comrade Mangwana.
Oh, Comrade Mangwana, good evening.
Thank you.
In a combative mood today.
Mm-hmm.
I like the energy. You know, I don't like low energy, guys. I like the energy.
It's much, don't worry, it's a Friday.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Gibbs,
yeah, for the sake of taking your energy a little bit, knocking it down. We can't call you comrade here. We call you mister for official reasons, right? So you agree with us, eh?
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Perfect. So let's start with you, Mr. Mangwana. So what do you think about this prize awarded to the president?
They awarded the right person, actually. I learned that the... I learned that the Bill Gates of this world couldn't compete. And rightly so, they failed to compete against the president, and he won, and a deserving man. Zimbabwe is quite a peaceful country at the moment, and it's been peaceful for over 26 years due to his vision and the way he presides over the state of affairs, the state of the nation. So, yeah, I think he's deserving. And he also has been advocating, he's been the biggest advocate for black empowerment and Pan-Africanism. I think since the founding fathers like Julius Nyerere and the like were gone, he has remained the beacon of Pan-Africanism and African nationhood. So I think in that regard he deserves, and he's the only one who actually can stand up to the tyranny of the West.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Chinese picked the right person there.
Mr. Mkwananzi, do you agree or agree to disagree?
Definitely. I think this is a mockery. They are mocking the president because he knows it himself that he does not deserve the kind of accolades that the Chinese have decided to decided to confer on him. To start with, they focused on him as being, you know, a peace builder. They focused on him as being, you know, somebody who led Zimbabwe to prosperity. And we know that is exactly the antithesis of Robert Mugabe's leadership. Here is a man who, in the first 10 years of his presidency or as head of state and government of Zimbabwe, presided over the killings of over 20,000 people, not even to speak about those who were displaced. You would know that Zimbabwe, as we speak right now, is one of the most embarrassing, you know, countries in the world in terms of the taking away of the dignity of Zimbabweans who are now scattered all over the world because Zimbabwe cannot provide for them. The economy of Zimbabwe has now been ruined. It cannot function. It is now stagnated. And for anyone to pick up a man like Robert Mugabe and compare him with an acolyte of that nature, he is either mocking him or definitely, you know, converting what is supposed to be a Confucius an award to a Confucian award.
Vamangwana manzwa zvataurwa nava mukwananzi munoti kudii apa?
Well, look, the opposition parties always come with all this bluster and what have you. They should know that their view of Zimbabwe is only theirs. It's so restricted to a very, very minority clique. The rest of the world understands what Robert Mugabe stands for. The big powers understand what Robert Mugabe stands for, and that's the prosperity of the black nationhood. So anybody who opposes that, opposes Pan-Africanism, they have no other position. So we cannot dispute that Zimbabwe is one of the most peaceful countries in the world. That every index in the world does say that. There's the issues of globalization and people traveling and joining and being in other countries. It doesn't. It's neither here nor there because there's everyone everywhere. The British right now, as we're talking, as peaceful as Britain is, if a plane has a tragedy anyway, there will be a British. If a bus has got a collision somewhere in Europe, they will be British. So people get scattered. That's the nature of the thing. That's, mm-hmm. that's the nature of the beast. And then for Arabs, they're everywhere. You name it, people. South Africans are here and everywhere else. So that's neither here nor there. Zimbabwe is a very, very peaceful country. All of us, we just go back when we want to go back to Zimbabwe. And we come back, there's no problem. Mm-hmm. So I don't see what he's talking about, really. I mean, if an economy is stuttering, what's that got to do with peace? Really?
Mr. Mkonans?
Yes, definitely the world knows what Robert Mugabe stands for. Zimbabweans know what their president stands for. He stands for poverty. He stands for food insecurity. He stands for joblessness. He stands for violence. He stands for rigging. He stands for human rights abuses. All the lists that you can imagine, Robert Mugabe stands for all the wrong reasons. Unless the Chinese explain to us that actually this award is not meant for, you know, the right-thinking people. It's for political mavericks. Just as you can see that one of the recipients in the past has been Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro and Cuba surely are not a good example anyone can talk about when it comes to, you know, leading a country to prosperity. I remember Cubans have been running around the world even asking for donations of such things as pencils because that country cannot provide, it cannot produce, it cannot look after its own people. So it makes a lot of sense that the same people who think that Fidel Castro is a good leader who deserves to be given that prize have decided that Robert Mugabe should be the next. Both are mavericks.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Confucius Award, Peace Award, given to President Robert Mugabe earlier this week by a non-governmental organization in China. many see it as countering the Nobel Peace Prize. Tineva Thierry Gibbs, Mkoma Musa Magadi. Aiwa tirina nyaeri mudariro mainzwa yemubairo wakapuwa vamugabe uyu werunyararo munoti kudi
taindwa zvedu tiri kuno kwedu kugoke kwagumunyu ha mukombe uyu hati kugambiri nemaoko maviri muzimbabwe
sei muchidaro
tikatarisira tine vanhu vazhinji vakapererwa nemabasa mwedzi yapera iyi tikaenda kunana matebele emusouthi matebele enorthi kune vanhu vari kufa nenzara vasina kana chikafu izvezvi vari kutambudzika vana vechikoro vari kuenda kuchikoro nenzara saka pamusoro peizvozvo kana tichipuwa awadhi yakaita seii tichinzi tiri kurarama zvakanaka muzimbabwe
iri kunzi mukombe semataurira amuri kuita werunyararo wekugona kuchengetedza runyararo uye kubatanidzawo vanhu muafrica
zvakati runyararo apa vakatinesei kupagamuchira titarisa yedu nesituation yedu iri kuitika kwarusapei yemajournalisti asungwa mukurohwa vachisungirwa kufara kwavanga vachiita kwokubudisa umwe wavo saka runyararo zvedu tingati hausati rwavepo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Musa pagoko apa
tiripo zvedu pagoko ekusaidi kwedu kwagumuri kuno hamiro kana tichikuziva
aiwa tinokuziva tinotenda tinotenda mukoma Musa tichiti murambe muchifona ngaauye zvake tinzwe aiwa ndo zvatinoda kufarira kuti muteerere makawanda ndimukoma Musa ndimukoma Mofati
ndiri maonde zvino ndada vacho
okay taurai tinzwe
zvinosiririsa mukuru
sei muchidaro
abva kumba achitiye netsamba ndoshinda uko ndinodi ndinokumbira mapurisa kuti tiwane mvumo yekuti tidi titaure zvetinoda sezvinoita constitution asi kwomba kwashayikwa kuti zvinoreva chii munge panobatwa kurohwa nemunhu mukuru mukuru wenyeupahofisi pacho pezvezvo izvizvo zvechitokizi pezvezvo zvodzizo faizi ndoshaya kuti mutemo upi unoti munhu kana waenda kunokumbira mvumo wobata worohwa wonzi chibhadhara faizi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
saka rusununguko mukuru wangu rinopuwa asi rusununguko ndozvatinoti hapana zvachose matongo
hapana rusununguko
hapana zvachose
aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda baba murambe kuchiti yemukavo
aiwa rambai muchititsigira
tinokutsigirai mukoma gidi 3d pedu
pagokwe siyakuzwa munumzana hai kuhle kakhulu kuti liyalalela sivi siyabonga kakhulu
tinotenda zvikuru
ndanibonga nati baba
ye sibongile baba ye so
of course I think the story that they are referring to all of them is the story we reported on earlier on during the day about the MDC supporters who allegedly beaten in Rusape by the police. So they are saying with such reports it will be improper to say there is peace in Zimbabwe.
Yes, Maxen ose Botswana. Kuna ngapi Botswana njani Maxen?
Ngiyaphila kweli njani wena?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu ungaphi kona bebutswana?
Francis Town.
Yeah, kunjani Francis Town?
Ah, kumnandi.
Yeah, bosela ku baba.
No, yazi ngithi yari kuthini. Umgabe u right ngoba alishona uthengisa izinto akusedini sisiyahlala phansi.
Kubeka baba.
Yeah, so manje uright fanele kuthele ingcoco ngoba bambonga izenzo abezele bona maChina. Thina ngapha abathanda bezimbabwe sifa ngendlala sigcile kwamanye amazwe ngenxa yomuntu oyi-one. Number two, siyasuka ngaphele izizwe ezithenga abathamise khathi hlangana namasela. Amasela lawo agqoka impahla government bathi bangamaphoyisa abayini yonke inyakanyaka bengamasela. Manje ngabe uthi thina sithini sonakho sivuna into ezakalayo yethu. Number two, yazi ngawuthi mamela ukuthi uzala ngitshena. Uyathenga ikhuka iy'kwelo ezipulite ubhadala 20 rand ebhoda. Ubhadaliswa ngamasela abazinto ngamaphoyisa bengamasela. Then uzothola into ezenzakalayo kuthi thina sesidiniwe ngabantu bezanu bezakele ithinga isimo. Sesidiniwe vele ukukhuluma nje kudlala ngesikhathi.
Ye kodwa nxa sikhuluma-ke ngalokho okuphiwe umongameli uRobert Mugabe ubona ngazani po ngaba kunika ubani?
Right, abantu bakubekile ngoba umongameli Mugabe wenzeni ngoba uthi ekuthengise ilizwa nikamachina. Yazo lintini? Uthengise ilizwa nikamachina. Laba abatikhona yokwenzakale kahle ba-right ngoba bona abantu ababa badla sofuthi bachaya sobe nayise emazweni akhatshana thina sidludake alekala. Uyabona yenza kahle?
Ye, siyakuzwa mnumzana, ye.
Ye. Ba-right Mugabe anika isicubu sona leso ngoba bona bayaza bakugenayo kodwa-ke imuli yezimali kayitholi lutho uyangizwa
ye phosele kugcina baba
ye elokugcina ngelokuthi khona no bakithi angeli temotlokithi akephumula ukuze simhloniphe ngoba engafe ejalekho ama-tresbes i-celebration but kulani inkomo zizinyama sebread kanti uma engayaphumula nje eli khehla lethu sizamhlonipha.
Awubone-ke siyabonga mnumzana Maxen khona ngapho-ke e-Francis Town eButswana ungadinwa lokusasa mnumzana.
Hayi eButswana futhi ngisebutala but hayi kuje kungaongo phela ye amasayi okamgaba agcwele igama kula sebutswana khona bakuhlaba ukuzijoyite ebusuku lasilele.
Hayi kodwa sibongele ukuthi ungenile ehlelweni ye.
Ye tanki.
Ah sibongele baba. So according to
mina.
Yes, yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba. Ye according to Mr. Maxen, you know the problem is this award. Maybe they are taking the president for what the Chinese are doing in Zimbabwe. He says maybe he has sold the country to the Chinese, you know. So those are allegations anyway. So then I see a woman, Andrew Zaba, who's a Kuan Lapa. Hey, Baba, is Zaba Gujan? Yes, yes, Sarazo, what was it? This is what about?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yes.
Hayi sengiyahlisile tops.
Ye awubone-ke Mvukazaba akuphosela komnumzana.
Yebo linjani, ngiyalibingelela emsakazweni lonke nje.
Lathi siyakubingelela kakhulu. Ye sithi unjani khona ngapha e-South Africa?
Hayi hayi siyabonga, siyaphila thina kuphela, asiphili kahle ngoba asikho phakathi kwelizwe lokuzalwa.
Ye kunjalo baba.
Kuphela nje silokudana. Kwenzakala empilweni ukuthi yazi abantu basuse ingoma bakuqakezele imbe ikhoda ingoma yakhona iyabihlabeleka kamnandi wona usukumugide ungayazi ukuthi ihaya wena. Ama-Chinese afana lokuthi athethise upresident Robert Mugabe because maye emthethisa wona esazi ukuthi kubi lokhu akwenzayo kanti why ilokhuzana ingabonakali iRussia, iCuba, iAngola, ilokhuzana iLibya, iZambia leBotswana zingabonakali kutho ukuthi abalwimpi izanu kuphela, izandla kuphela because laba bantu yibo kuphela abadla umkhonomi welizwe lakithi. Abanye laba basapoti impi yenkululeko kabawudli njalo kababalelwa khona lapho. Laba bantu bagangile laba ama-Chinese. Ngiyasapota uMkhwananzi makade ekhuluma ngokuthi bayenza isicathulo se-one day siphele. Bona bavele bagangile, khangela ngathesa ukuthi bayazi ngokuthi izimpi akulakuthula, abantwana beZimbabwe basabalele. Nalowo kade efoni ese-London, udingani e-London, umnandini ukuhlalela izweni labanye. Khathesi yena upresident ngokwakhe maye sithi yena uye-pay, uhola imali yakwamanye amazwe, wayengahola imali ye-China. Umbuzo lo.
Aha.
Bengifuna ukuphendula ngumankwana ngingamuzwe ikhuluma.
Ye, singamfakela umbuzo nalowo ukuthi awuphendule, awubuze sizwe. ulalele silumbuze ngesilungu
mina ngithi mina why maku ikuthi kulungile konke lokho mabe sithi bayahola bona mangwana nabo president Robert Mugabe bahola imali ya America kodwa bahola ya Chinese.
Yeah, what ngimphosele ke umbuzo ngesikhiwa. Mr. Mangwana, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you understand Ndebele. You are like the big Mangwana that we know, right? So I'll just simplify it. So he's saying that you know, it seems as if the president, when he gets his pay, he's paid in US dollars, not Chinese yuan, you know, or yuan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So he wants to know why, you know, after getting this prize.
The American dollar is the universal denomination for trade. That's what China and Russia are trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. So every country in the world trades in American dollars. It's the standard medium of trade. So that's why the president ends that man Raham yuan or any other currency or the ruble. So that's how it is. The America controls the capital of the world. Capitalism. So that was the state of affairs. That's what President Mugabe rails against.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a process of bringing that bringing down the American dominance, and it only needs people with fortitude like that of President Mugabe to try to bring it down. Mm-hmm. So standard, unfortunately, it's really nothing to scream home about, because even Russia, when it's a superpower, they use the American dollar as well as a model of trade with other countries.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Yes, Zetembu kutuzwile, Baba Zabu tute lapa ke umnumzala. So, yes, ulakunga kuluma, just 10 seconds.
Hai, okune nyikangasa ke ngukulume, vele ngoba nyazi ukuthi kunabo abantu bezanu vele, abasoza abavumi lapho kule qiniso khona. Kodwa ke lapha isithupha abasinikiwe leso, asiso sithupha esihlambulukileyo, ababekwazi khona ukuthi leso sithupha siyaziwa ngabantu bonke emhlabeni, njalo abavumelani ndawo, lama-opposition avumelani ndawo ngenxa yokuthi kasihlambulukanga. Abantu bayafa, abanye bayafa ngendlala, benza konke okungalungile, kodwa bona bamnika isithupha sokuthini. Uma sesikhuluma singathi ngesokugebengu lesi sithupha, bazavumelana lakho. Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Baba Zaba. Thank you so much. Ungathulela kusasa uphenduke futhi. So he's not happy at all about this award. He says, no, you can't give the president such an award. There's so many things around it, you know, in the sense that few people are benefiting from the Zimbabwe economy, and there's no peace, actually. And he was questioning why Mr. Mangwana is in London right now. He says it shows that there's suffering in Zimbabwe.
Well, of course, we'll give him the opportunity to respond, but before we go back to Mr. Mangwana, tina sama nyanga kubotsukwana magadi.
Hello, mkoma blessing makasimbe.
Aiwa, inindiri nani zangu, zemtoa kumuwaka oma kumwe mnyoro.
Aiwa, ndosu, nejizono wani kamukura rama. Ndantine mbunzo, wakutanga mbunzo, wanantida kubunza, kuna vama mgwana. Ndio kuti, saka pazirongwa zuezi kwa pasi D7, saka farana na hizo, zitrongo zuwa, iwo wanenga wachi mirza za nupievu, ndo wanenga wari pochete. Awana wa tsigiri wawo, hiri wanita kutitare, sambire mbeo shakanaka. Wanenga wachi tsigira wachi wa tsigira wawo. Tungu wana wanenga cheta, wanenga wachi taura wanenga, wamenga maisha kutuwa mirza za nupievu, ndo wanenga wari yegae wawo. Awana hiri wanu wabatira. Chechipiri, chanantila kundita wanripa nyaye. Ndicho kuti, wamu gabi. Chitupa cha rukunze waka POH. Ndicho kutendu wa kuti. Waka kwanisa kudzivirira vekumazirira kuti varege kuuya kuzotora zviwanikwa kuZimbabwe. Iwo vamachina wakupota vachienda chinotora zvinhu vachipfumisa nyika yavo. Kuti ifanane neAmerica. Hakusi kuti vakapiwa kunzi nokuti vanogona, vakagona chaizvo kutonga. Kwete. Dai kunga kuri kwokunzi iwo maChina vanga vachiti vari kutenda kuti vamugabe vakagona kuisa peace nokubudirisa nyika nokuita zvinhu zvakanaka. Vanhu vangadai vasingatizi vachienda kune dzimwe nyika, vachienda kune dzimwe nzvo. Orai zvino
samanyanga chimbobata izvenyu, tiri kudzoka kwamuri timbotora ka break. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Mangwana and Mr. Mkwananzi and Samanyanga, please do stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.